Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Coming up next is one of the celebrities we got a chance to talk to, Scott Thompson. He was one of the kids in the hall, which I was telling these guys, it's the only thing my sister ever got me into, the kids in the hall. He's been in lots of TV and movies ever since. The reason he was actually there, though, is he's actually written a graphic novel about one of his Kids in the Hall characters called Danny Husk. The book is called Danny Husk, The Hollow Planet. Now, I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I flipped through it. It looks pretty strange. So he was, when we first got there yesterday and we said, no, we want to talk to Scott Thompson. Oh, you'll have no problem talking to him. He's a good guy. I'm like, all right, cool. So later on in the afternoon, we went to ask one of the Wizard World personnel if he was free for an interview. And earlier, when we walked by his booth, he had, like, the Danny Husk suit hanging up in the booth. And I was like, oh, that's cool. He brought it from the show. That's pretty awesome. Neat. Later on in the day when I was out talking to Kath, I see him walk in. Oh, my God, he's in the costume. Cool. And then we're waiting around to talk to him later on. And the guy goes, I hope you don't mind. He's actually only doing interviews in character now, and he's in a goofy mood. Only thing was, I had a whole list of shit I wanted to ask him as Scott Thompson. And I drew a little bit of a mind blank when we went to talk to him. Like, what do I talk to him about? I know in one skit, Danny Husk was a porn star. Should I mention that? And then totally forgot to ask him. But it was funny as hell. He even made fun of my shirt a little bit. So, so without further ado, here's our interview with Danny Husk. We're here with Danny Husk, who is actually the subject of a graphic novel that's out, The Hollow Planet. What's it like being the star of a graphic novel?
It's pretty wonderful, actually. When you read the book, you'll understand that for a few years I was in some pretty dire straits. But I came out the other side, and I found that on the other side, it was better than what happened before. I'm not recommending a stint in sexual slavery to everybody, but I'm just saying it worked for me. It's quite exciting. It's a story, as told to Scott Thompson, who's a writer. His career isn't really going that well. So I told him this story, and it's about my adventures at the center of the Earth.
Yeah. Cool. Were you a fan of these kinds of books before you were the subject of one?
Absolutely not. No. Absolutely not. I absolutely no time for it. And I still don't. I'm only a fan of this book.
That's a very honest answer.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And what do you think of events like this convention today?
It's wonderful to be raising all this money for the Asperger's syndrome people. You know, it's a wonderful event. And I think, you know, it's raising money so that people can dress better. I'm not referring to you. But there are people who have been rocking some very strange looks. You know, I don't know if it's working for a lot of them. That's all. So that's why I'm here, to help raise money for, you know, I'm basically straight guy for the nerd guy. That's basically it.
Nice. Maybe I could join up to work with my Paisley shirt and Marvel shirt.
Here's the thing. Paisley, it's a lot happening. Paisley's nice. The Paisley is nice, but it's just a lot happening. Yeah. And here's the thing. You're at Comic-Con. You don't need to advertise that you're into Marvel. You know what I mean? They know.
Well, we're very honored you could take the time out to do this interview for us today. And before we go, we'd love to buy a copy of the book and maybe have you sign it for us. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.